Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is June 18, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Chinese commercial bank enables digital yuan cash conversion at ATMs. Want to own a piece of CNN's news history? There's an NFT for that. Sichuan becomes latest Chinese province to order Bitcoin miner shutdown. Examine blockchain for ways to stop forced labor goods, Australian committee says. Bitcoin remains relatively resilient post-Fed as fiat currencies drop against dollar. Paraguay Entertainment Group to accept Bitcoin, Ether, SHIB next month. Now let's get started. Chinese commercial bank enables digital yuan cash conversion at ATMs. The Industrial and Commerce Bank of China has become the first bank in the country to launch a feature converting cash to the digital yuan. A state-owned Chinese commercial bank has enabled a feature that allows users to convert their digital yuan to cash at more than 3,000 automated teller machine, ATM, locations in Beijing. According to a report by Xinhua Finance on Friday, the Industrial and Commerce Bank of China, ICBC, has become the first bank in the country to launch such a feature. The move effectively lets users switch between digital and non-digital versions of government-issued currency with ease, bringing the nation one step closer to having a digital currency built atop a blockchain network. The report also noted the Agricultural Bank of China, or AgBank, one of the nation's big four lenders, had installed a similar feature at more than 10 ATMs in Beijing's Wangfujing shopping area. The People's Bank of China, the country's central bank, has been working on trials of its digital yuan with other commercial banks and payment providers in a bid to establish a digital currency. Want to own a piece of CNN's news history? There's an NFT for that. The cable news network is launching an NFT collection on the Flow blockchain, and buyers can pay with fiat. CNN is getting into the non-fungible token, NFT, market. Later this month, the media giant will launch Vault by CNN, an NFT collection minted on the Flow blockchain featuring moments from the cable news network's 41-year history. CNN has not specified the exact moments it will include in the first of 6 weekly releases, but according to a CNN press release, the collection could feature scenes from U.S. presidential elections, key moments in world history and early CNN-exclusive footage. CNN's NFT collection is one of many recent attempts by well-known companies, including luxury car manufacturer McLaren, to enter the crowded NFT market. The collection is also noteworthy for being one in a series of recent NFT experiments by television networks, like Fox Entertainment's $100 million investment in an NFT project with Dan Harmon, creator of the Rick and Morty sitcom. Unlike most NFT collections, the NFTs in the Vault by CNN collection can be bought with fiat. Potential buyers must make an account with a digital wallet called Blockto and may then pay for the NFTs with credit cards via Stripe. According to CNN, the NFT buyers will then own the digital copy for collectible purposes, and be able to display their NFTs, called Moments, on a user page in CNN's Vault website. In certain cases, limited edition NFT sets will come with a physical video display case to showcase the purchased moment. Sichuan becomes latest Chinese province to order Bitcoin miner shutdown. The Sichuan government has joined other Chinese provinces in ordering local Bitcoin mining operations to shut down pending an inspection. The Sichuan branch of the National Development and Reform Commission, NDRC, and the Sichuan Energy Bureau have issued a crackdown notice on crypto mining operations in the province on Friday, according to a notice obtained and verified by CoinDesk. Sichuan, which is arguably the largest crypto mining hub in China, is joining the ranks of Chinese provinces cracking down on Bitcoin, BTC, -6.31%, mining. A number of provinces have been cracking down on mining operations within their borders recently. Xinjiang, Inner Mongolia, Qinghai and Yunnan have already announced crackdowns or partial bans on the industry. Municipal governments, city governments and energy providers, including the State Grid Corporation of China, in Sichuan will lead the crackdown. Local authorities plan to shut down 26 companies that have been identified as potential crypto mining businesses by the state grid. The Beijing News first reported the notice. These companies are located across 15 hydro-rich counties in 5 cities and regions in Sichuan province and will be shut down by June 20, according to the notice. In the meantime, municipal and city governments will immediately carry out an inspection. Any company that is found to be a crypto mining project during the inspection will be shut down. The local governments are required to report updates on the process to the NDRC by June 25. State and provincial level energy providers are required to conduct self-inspection and immediately suspend any crypto mining projects. The electricity companies should enforce the crackdown directive without any discount, according to the notice. The notice also stresses the responsibilities of local governments in the crackdown. Local governments must show and be more aware of their political stance, must guarantee the quality and quantity of the crackdown and maintain social stability, the notice said. The news came after Chinese local media reported miners at Yan in Sichuan province had received a notice that required them to shut off mining operations for self-inspection on Thursday night. Miners were expecting an official notice on Friday. Examine blockchain for ways to stop forced labor goods, Australian committee says. Blockchain could empower companies and governments to more effectively trace their supply chains, the Senate committee said. An Australian Senate committee says the government should investigate blockchain technology to help curb the country's imports of forced labor goods. The Senate's Foreign Affairs, Defense and Trade Committee report on Thursday made several recommendations intended to sharpen the focus of the country's customs bill. The committee, which was charged with examining the potency of Australia's customs amendment, banning goods produced by Uyghur forced labor, Bill 2020, has made 14 recommendations ranging from broadening the legislation to empowering the country's border force. The report underscores the importance of investigating various technologies to track the provenance of goods along the supply chain in order to stop imports produced by slave labor. Blockchain, along with isotopic labeling and microbiome tracing, could empower companies and governments to more efficiently and effectively trace their supply chains, the report stated. The customs amendment, which was proposed in December by independent Senator Rex Patrick, seeks to amend the country's Customs Act 1901. If passed, amendments to the bill would prohibit the import of slave labor goods arriving from the Xinjiang province and other parts of China. I am very pleased with the outcome of this important inquiry, which has delivered strong bipartisan recommendations for action to prevent the importation of goods produced using forced labor, Patrick said in a press statement on Thursday. Especially in regard to imports from China made using coerced Uyghur people. Australia's relations with China have soured in recent years, because of allegations over the origins of the virus that causes COVID-19, Chinese instituted tariffs on Australian exports and allegations over China's treatment of its ethnic Uyghur population. Patrick said given the emergency, the Australian government should move without delay to implement the Senate committee's recommendation before year's end. Bitcoin remains relatively resilient post-Fed as fiat currencies drop against dollar. Bitcoin remains relatively resilient, having priced in the Fed's hawkish tilt in advance. Bitcoin is trading in familiar ranges even as the US dollar gains ground in currency markets on the Federal Reserve's interest rate outlook. While the top cryptocurrency has dropped 5% to $38,000 since Wednesday's Fed rate guidance, It remains locked in a multi-week range of $30,000 to $40,000, CoinDesk 20 data show. In contrast, the dollar index, which tracks the greenback's value against the euro, pound, yen and other major currencies, rose above 92.00 early today, reaching its highest level since April, according to TradingView data. Gold and base metals have also taken a beating since Wednesday, pushing commodity currencies like the Australian dollar lower. The US dollar's rally follows an unexpected hawkish tilt at the Fed. On Wednesday, the central bank brought forward projections for the first post-pandemic interest rate hikes into 2023, challenging the consensus for a weaker dollar for the rest of the year. One possible explanation for Bitcoin's resilience could be that the cryptocurrency was relatively oversold heading into the Fed's announcement, as QCP Capital noted in its Telegram channel. Prices fell from $58,000 to nearly $30,000 in mid-May after a reported surge in the U.S. Consumer Price Index for April increased concerns that the Fed may consider an early rate hike or reduction of liquidity-boosting asset purchases, which is known as quantitative easing. The cryptocurrency's bull run ran out of steam in the March to April period, after the annualized growth rate of the U.S. M2 money supply peaked at 21.7% in February. The data show Bitcoin was likely the first to take the hit on fears that the Fed would wind down its bond buying program sooner than expected. Bitcoin, considered by fiat-based institutional investors at the extreme end of the risk spectrum, thrives in quantitative easing, QE, irresponsible fiscal and monetary policy, and doesn't quite like quantitative tightening, QT, Messari's Mira Cristanto said in a blog post dated May 27. Crypto investors no longer have the luxury to focus only on token dynamics but also need to follow global macro, equities, and credit markets to understand the direction of cross-asset flows. Bitcoin's resilience could turn out to be short-lived if U.S. economic data continue to paint a positive picture for the economy, amplifying expectations that the Fed will tighten its monetary policy. That could bring more selling pressure from traders who buy Bitcoin as a store in value, similar to gold. Paraguay Entertainment Group to accept Bitcoin, Ether, SHIB next month. Payments with Bitcoin, Ether, Shiba Inu and Chili's will be available at its 24 venues. Grupo Cinco, which describes itself as Paraguay's largest entertainment company, will start accepting cryptocurrencies including Bitcoin, BTC, -6.79%, in July. The company plans to accept Ether, ETH, -8.04%, Shiba Inu and Chili's alongside the first cryptocurrency as forms of payment at its 24 outlets, which include nightclubs, restaurants and pubs, directors Santiago Sosa and Rodrigo Nogues Bazin told CoinDesk. The announcement comes after Paraguayan Congressman Carlos Rahala announced his plans to present a bill whose goal is to attract international Bitcoin mining companies and other crypto businesses to Paraguay. Grupo Cinco's announcement will boost the chances that the bill will pass Congress, Sosa said. We are talking about leading Paraguayan entrepreneurs who have a lot of influence over the youth. This is extremely important because it will be much easier for my fellow deputies to support the bill if there is social support at a local level, Rahala said. When accepting cryptocurrencies, Grupo Cinco will provide vendors and customers with traditional invoices and receipts, Sosa said, adding that the company's businesses have more than 50,000 customers per month. Grupo Cinco also owns G5 Pro, a live entertainment business unit that sold 450,000 tickets to events in 2019, Nogues Bazin said. G5 Pro won't immediately accept cryptocurrencies for ticket sales, although it plans to do so soon. Grupo Cinco implemented the cryptocurrency payments with the help of entrepreneur Juanja Benitez Rickman, CEO of Bitcoin.com.py, a local mining company, Sosa said. Payments will be processed through the Lightning Network and merchants will have the option of keeping those cryptocurrencies or exchanging them for fiat, Benitez Rickman said. To fit into the framework of Paraguay's current legislation, Grupo Cinco will treat cryptocurrencies as digital assets because Paraguay doesn't have legislation for crypto assets yet, Benitez Rickman added. After the COVID-19 lockdown, Sosa and Noges Bazin started adopting cryptocurrencies for personal use and then decided to bring them into the business, Sosa said. Grupo Cinco's adoption could encourage young people in Paraguay to start using crypto because 80% of the company's customers are between ages of 18 and 25, Sosa said, adding that 60% of the country's population is under 30 years old. That makes Paraguay open to new experiences constantly, he said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.